It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton. Sabres lose 3-1 to LA in their home opener. Buffalo 0-3 on the season so far. And Paul, it was one of those games where last night, you know, I said that 3-1, they only scored a goal. They haven't won a game. They're 0-3 so far. And then, you know, of course, the playoff drought and everything starts to get thrown in. And what I want to say is they didn't look that bad last night, but stuff like that just falls on hollow ears, doesn't it?
Yeah, they looked exactly the way they were supposed to. That's the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, with speed. They were quick. Their pace was quick. They caused turnovers. They got on top of the Kings. They outshot them 27-11 through two periods, but yet they had scored one goal, through two periods. And that's not going to get it done, and they have scored three goals all year. The Los Angeles Kings have scored three goals in one period. And it's a problem they had all of last year. They couldn't score goals last year. They constantly made goaltenders not look good, look like Dominic Hasek. I mean, Darcy Kemper is an average goaltender at best. But he looked like an all-star in that game. As Lindy Ruff said, they're either going to start scoring goals or they're going to send 82 goalies to the all-star game. And that's exactly what they did in two of the three losses this year. They have made the goaltender look like they're the best goaltender that have ever lived. And it's a problem that happened last year. They couldn't score goals last year. They did nothing in the top six of their team to improve on that. They did very good job in the bottom six of making themselves a better team and harder to play against there. And that was badly needed too. But, you know, and then Kevin Adams came out and said it in his starting press conference or training camp, is I'm not worried at all about scoring goals because we have the talent. We have guys that will score goals. Well, maybe they will. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that that's not going to happen. There are 79 games left. But in the first three games, we've seen exactly what we saw all of last year. I have never in all my life, I have been around hockey arenas since I was 7 years old. I have never seen a team hit more posts than this team does. And I can't explain it. I can't tell you how they can be better with it. But they did it all last night. They missed open nets. They had a wraparound chance that was wide open. They did score a goal, and it was as close as you possibly could get to the end of the period. But they were right to disallow it. They did say it was a goal, and then they had to disallow it as the clock struck zero, a split second before Zach Benson's shot crossed the goal line. So they didn't get a break there, but it's not a goal. They didn't quite make it in time, so there's a bad break there for you. But they did everything their head coach wanted them to do, but they cannot score goals. Their power play was better, but still, they had a 9-5-on-3 advantage. They had one chance, and that's it. They found Tage Thompson for one chance. Tage Thompson, I mean, he gets shot after shot after shot. He misses the net quite often. I mean, that's the biggest. He's probably the biggest fender of missing the net. I mean, he just cannot, for whatever reason, find the goaltender now. So that's really the problem right there. I mean, the fans enjoyed the game. I mean, it was a sellout crowd. They were into it. I mean, they wanted to explode. I mean, they got on the referees, and they were into the hockey game. They were loud when they could be. And as I said, they don't want to dislike their team. They don't want to boo their team. They want to cheer for the team. They want to love their team. And the Sabres have to give them reasons to do that. Well, they entertained them. It was an entertaining game. There was chance after chance after chance. But the bottom line is the puck only crossed the goal line once.
Yeah, it's rough to have that. What you said about the fans there, everyone was into the game. You know, people want to cheer. People want to have a good time. And I think everybody was up until, what, a minute and a half left in the game when the Kings took the lead there. And then it was just this feeling of like, oh, yeah, all right. We've all been here before. How does that, you know, stay away from falling in with the team? Because I can imagine that's got to come quickly. Do these guys, who everyone looks at them, I mean, sure, they're the youngest team in the league again, and they are a bunch of young guys, but a lot of them have, I mean, they've been Sabres for a while now, 4 or 5 or more years.
Yeah, and you know, Lindy Ruff was asked last night, how do you keep this from, you know, hey, you weren't here, you're new here, but these players aren't, and they're just going through it again. How do you keep them from getting in their own heads? And he goes, that's my job. He goes, I have to do that. That is my job to do that. And you could tell how frustrated he was, because he said, I'm only going to look at probably 2 minutes at the most of tape that I'm not going to like. And he goes, I'm really not going to like it. They made two mistakes, two really boneheaded mistakes. And one is your captain. 13 seconds with a 1-0 lead. You entered the period. And most teams, if they enter a third period with a lead, win. And it took 13 seconds for their captain to make just a careless turnover. And the Kings got the puck, passed it to Kopitar in front. They've got their goal 13 seconds into the period. That is your captain that coughed that up. And it was just a careless mistake. And then, all right, you got through that. Get the game to overtime at least, which is another thing they never do. They don't get the loser points, which cost them in the standings in the end. And they're killing a penalty, which they had done so well all game. Their penalty kill was great all game. And Samuelson, for whatever reason, slashes the guy's stick and breaks it. Well, what are you doing? You just put your team down 2 guys. Guess what? Now you're behind. They scored. And they didn't score on the 5-on-3, but the first Saber had just come out of the penalty box, so he wasn't in the play. But what are you doing? What a dumb play. So you had 2 really bad plays. They both wound up in your net, but you can't score goals. And those bad plays should not have beaten you, because you should have had 5, 6, 7 goals yourself, where those 2 bad plays wouldn't have made any difference. But you can't score, then you have no room for error. When you do make a boneheaded play, it's in your net, and you lose the hockey game.
Well, it sounds like things are starting off well, Paul. We're just 3 games into the year. Hey, and who knows? Maybe next time we'll talk, they'll turn it around. Got the Stanley Cup champions coming into town tomorrow night. Paul, thank you so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, joining us after their home opener. 0-3 on the year so far.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.